I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is today's news. Well, spring is in the air and residents are advised to save the date for an upcoming community meeting hosted by Inyo County District 1 Supervisor Trina Orrell. The meeting, the second of four planned for the year, will be held at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, April 28th at the Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center, which is at 269 North Main Street in Bishop. Residents can also participate via Zoom. Best way to get that is to head on over to sierrawave.net and click on the link. Supervisor Orrell's meeting will cover several topics, including incorporating home hardening measures into spring yardwork projects, taking measures to protect against hantavirus while cleaning out cabins, garages, and sheds, and supporting federal funding for firefighting infrastructure in rural communities. Remember, this meeting is going to be at 5:30 p.m. on Monday, April 28th, and it will be held at the Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center at 269 North Main Street in Bishop. For more information about the upcoming meeting, you can contact Supervisor Earl at 760-878-8818. Well, following a sudden population decline caused by two recent earthquakes, one of the world's rarest fish, the devil's hole pupfish, is on the path to recovery, according to a multi-agency team of biologists. During a semi-annual survey this spring, biologists from the National Park Service, known as the NPS, U.S. Fish and Wild Service, and the Nevada Department of Wildlife counted only 38 fish in the deep limestone cavern in Death Valley National Park where they live. In contrast, the official spring count one year earlier recorded 191 fish. Two earthquakes, one in December and the other in February, triggered waves in Devil's Hole's normally still waters that move algae, organic material, and fish eggs off of a shallow shelf at the cavern's entrance that provides critical food and spawning habitat for the fish. Biologists have been counting Devil Hole pupfish nearly every spring since the fall of 1972. The team splits up to count fish simultaneously from the surface by scuba diving into the cavern. During the spring surveys, over 200 fish were counted up until the mid-1990s. In the early 2000s, an average of 90 fish were counted each spring. The number declined to 35 fish in 2013. Population numbers climbed in recent years and reached 25-year high during the spring of 2024. Biologists are optimistic about the future of Devil Hole's pupfish because spawning behavior, viable eggs, and larval fish are at normal to high levels during the current spring breeding season. Ecosystem monitoring suggests that the habitat conditions are improving, and most importantly, natural food sources are recovering as sunlight returns with the spring. The fish were in good body condition and active throughout Devil's Hole, said NDOW Supervising Fisheries Biologist Brandon Singer. Seeing the fish exhibiting spawning behavior was really encouraging, as was the increase in algae growth. The next pupfish count will occur in the fall of 2025. There's a lot more to this article. We kind of abbreviated it. For the full article, go to sierrawave.net. Two big events are happening this weekend. Don't forget the community Easter egg hunt, which will be held at Brownstown at 20 Schober Lane. It's for ages 1 to 11. It will be Saturday, April 19th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. There'll be prizes and treats, refreshments, arts and crafts, and a bounce house. And then at Law's Railroad Museum, train crew is offering rides on the historic Brill car Saturday, April 19th from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The engine house will also be open with updates about the restoration of engine number 9. There'll be free activities for kids of all ages. Train rides are $8 for adults and $4 for those under the age of 18. And little ones under the age of 3 are free. One more event that's happening this weekend is Bishop Elks Lodge Annual. Join us for an Easter egg hunt. Everyone is welcome. It's going to be Sunday, April 20th at 1 p.m. Where? The Elks Park, West Line Street. Lots of Easter eggs, including special eggs worth prizes, hot dogs, and refreshments. It's free. If you need more information, call 760-873-3221. What's at Bishop Twin Theater? Well, the same thing. It's a Minecraft movie rated PG, 1 hour, 30 minutes. It's got a 6 out of 10 on IMDb. A mysterious portal pulls four misfits into the overworld, a bizarre cubic wonderland that thrives on imagination to get back home. they'll have to save and master the terrain while embarking on a magical quest with an unexpected crafter named Steve. King of Kings, rated PG, 1 hour and 40 minutes, 7.3 out of 10. Nah, it is Easter weekend. Maybe you should go see this one. Renowned writer Charles Dickens shares the story of Jesus Christ with his son Walter. As his father narrates this stirring tale, Walter becomes captivated with the events of Jesus' life. Information on the times can be found at bishoptwintheater.com. Anything else related to news is at sierrawave.net or on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Happy Easter, and thanks for listening.